Chris, do me a favor. Play like 30 seconds of one of your favorite songs of the year, okay?
Go right on our fast we've reached the climax.
Okay, wait. Fade that out. What was that?
That would be Usher's Climax.
Okay. Chris is the house band of the evening. He's the DJ. Chris, what's your job?
I'm the U.S. editor at Fact Magazine.
What is Fact Magazine?
It's an online music site.
So your job is to find the best music in the world
Yes. And
to present it to the masses, right?
Yes, I see where this is going.
Okay. And I asked you to do the show because it's the end of the year. You've done this before. I want to hear the songs that I maybe not have heard this year, some of the best songs of the year. And you open with Usher.
Yes, sir.
Why is that a good song? Like, am I not high? Is that the thing? What's wrong? Why don't I understand that 30 seconds that we just heard?
I don't know why you don't understand it, because Usher is a wonderful singer. And
is he?
Yeah,
okay, I've heard a tell him. Apparently, Usher is a wonderful singer. I'm learning.
I'm not doing this for you.
Apparently not. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris will be us all night. Put your hands together for Chris Kelly, everybody. Yeah, so we're still going to do a talk show, but it's going to be like this fun, like, hey guys, here's 8 minutes about that Nirvana reunion that I wrote a lot about because I'm a big Nirvana fan, and then like stuff happens, so it's like weird, you know? And I was trying to think of something tonight to talk about that would make people feel better or entertained, and all I could think of was fart noises. And while that is fun and makes you forget about everything, that's like a half of a second, so my monologue consists of and that's not that great. It's pretty good. It's like Tosh good, but it's not Tosh.0 good. So like I wanted to deliver something that was really great. So all day at work, I work for Huffington Post. I had to like kind of cover this thing, and I came from the White House just now, and it's really, really sad, and there's absolutely nothing I can tell you that you don't already know or think or feel right now. But I did find something that we've already done on the show that made me laugh out loud while walking here. And I'm going to play it for you guys. Can you plug that in for me? Thank you. This was recorded the Sunday before the presidential election. And I told my friend I wanted him to do some very biting political satire, and he did. But I told him I wasn't going to release it until the day after the election, which I did. Even so, it really holds up, and I think it might be the most important piece of journalism you're possibly going to hear in 2012. So please, could you play that for me? Thank you. You're going to want to turn that up on this thing.
Gentlemen,
there we go.
The election is this week. It's a very, very divisive time, and I wanted to bring divisive? Is that a word? Nope, divisive time. I wanted to bring a political satirist on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for my favorite political satirist, Star Spangled Sylvester Adams, everybody. S-S-S-A, I think it's Stanley. It's Stanley Adams, Stanley Adams, I'm sorry. Star Spangled Stanley Adams, everybody, give him a round of applause.
Hey, thank you guys. Brandon's favorite political satirist doesn't know my name. That's fine. I do political satire. I do biting political songs in the vein of your Capitol Steps or your Mark Russells. Whereas they might be on PBS, I am I'm in a bar in a poor neighborhood in Chicago, and not doing quite as well as those guys, but. That only sharpens my tongue for satire. If we could get started, we can kick it off with one of my first songs here. Both sides of the aisle, they both deserve it, and I give it out equally to both sides, Democrat or Republican. Barack Obama went to town riding on a deficit, stuck a finger in his butt and said it smelled like peppermint. Barack Obama smells his butt, Barack Obama likes it. One time I saw him kiss a boy and he's a secret Muslim. We're just jabbing the president. We give it out on both sides. You know what I'm saying? The Republicans can take it too. Let's see if they can handle this side, huh? I bet they can. I bet they can, right? Old Mitt Romney went to town riding on a pony. America's interest in his heart. Obama's full of baloney. Romney looks like a president. Obama looks like a phony. This jaunty political song was paid for in part by Hormel Pepperoni. Thank you. Hey, gotta pay the bills. Hormel Pepperoni sponsors my act. Everything I say has been pre-approved by Hormel Pepperoni. Thank you very much. You can fade out on that one. That's a... Listen, it's hard hitting. I'm gonna hit the Republicans just as hard as the Democrats. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm saying, it should be noted that it is entirely sponsored by Hormel Pepperoni. You can find out more about them at protectmarriage.com. Please look up Hormel Pepperoni and find out more about that amazing company. They have all sorts of foods. They're a fantastic company that believes in the banning of homosexual marriages. Fantastic place. Well, next up, of course, we have to give it to the president again. You know, we gotta give him a little bit of a jab here. That's all we gotta do. We will just go to our third song. You gotta keep current with political satire. Gotta keep current. So let's do just that. From the halls of Clinton's White House to the bed of Lewinsky, we know old Bill Clinton likes his sex, so that's all I've written down. All right, keeping up with the news can be very difficult. Quite difficult. My wife left me 28 months ago. Now all I own is this plastic hat. I made no attempt at continuing the lyrics because I ran out of paper. I had the choice of cleaning myself or having a glass of water. I chose water, forgetting completely that I had this commitment to make. Now I'm here. Boy, oh boy. Regret that decision, huh? Totally regret not washing myself. What if Linda ever sees me like this? There's no way. I haven't seen my daughter in over a year. Now she calls David her dad. I know it's due to these songs that she left me. It only pays for a month every 4 years. But I can only do what's in my heart. Please eat Hormel Pepperoni. Thank you all very much. Please eat Hormel Pepperonis. They're a proud sponsor of the Republican Party. Never stop eating Hormel foods. ProtectMarriage.org. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for indulging me in letting me listen to that. We're going to have a fun show. God damn it, we're going to have the best show we've ever had before, or like a medium. Either way, it won't be the worst. I promise you that. We had a guy in here this year. We had a guy in here this year yelling awful, racist, homophobic things. It was so bad we had to cut it out of the podcast. That's happened twice in 4 years. That was the worst show we've ever done. I don't think that's going to happen tonight. It might. Chris, let's try another song that's actually good this time, okay? Could you do that for me, or are we just going to listen to more Usher? Because either way, I'm excited.
The people want Usher.
Then
but
play
I've got
Usher.
Close. I got something close.
Play something close to Usher.
Thanks.
Is that Bieber's close to Usher? They're best friends. Yeah. this I recognize. What is this?
This would be Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean!
Yes, sir.
What a great guy. What a great guy.
Anything funny about that?
I just find it weird that he's part of Odd Future, and now he released like one of the best albums of the year, and Odd Future is really good at hating certain types of people, one of those people being him.
Well, not, you know, hating in lyrics, maybe not real.
Yeah, hating in the lyrics is totally fine.
Lyrics are not real.
Lyrics are bullshit. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, thank you. That was a very good pick. You're going to play that same song, you're going to play her
the
on.
The whole album.
Coming to the stage, we're going to listen to Orange the entire night. Coming to the stage is a very, very, very funny woman. She did the show when we were at the Looking Glass 2 years ago. I hadn't seen her in a very long time, and then she appeared on her Christmas album, and it was one of the highlights. We had 40-plus comics, and boy, she's just great. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for hopefully one day my good friend, Miss Emily Ruskowski, everybody. Emily, come to the stage. Play her on, Chris. Okay, now fade it out. That was completely inappropriate, Chris. Thank you so much. Chris Kelly, everybody. Emily, you are not our typical guest because you're a comic. Usually comics perform stand-up and I judge them, and I'm harsh and dumb because I'm not as funny as them, and then I say mean things about them.
Well, that is a shame. I'm going to miss out on that.
Yeah, wasn't it? No, you're on the show because I sincerely want to become your friend.
That's a weird reason to have somebody on, but good for you.
That's why I have a show.
Okay.
To make friends. What's wrong with friendship?
It's a, you know, Brandon, we are already friends. Thank you and good night.
Okay.
I'm leaving.
That's a lie.
Already done.
We've never hung out.
We're hanging out right now.
Exactly, because I built a show around us hanging out. So the premise of this is we have a drink.
You tricked me.
Here's a Coca-Cola for you.
Thank you.
Do you not drink alcohol?
I do, but I drove.
You're a smart woman that we could learn from. If you're going to drink on the show, please do not drive home. That is sincere. That is a good lesson, Emily. Thank you. Only one person knows why I'm saying this. So, Emily, this Coca-Cola is for you. I'm walking home, so I will be drinking Brooklyn Brown Ale.
That sounds very pretentious.
Is it?
It's a little Brooklyn Brown. Anything Brooklyn sounds pretentious to
me. Have you been to Brooklyn?
Nope.
Ever?
No.
Really?
I don't want to. I don't.
But you're funny, and there's a lot of shows there. How could I help you in terms of career? Like, how can I advance the Emily Ruskowski agenda? You have an agenda, correct?
I guess I should if I don't.
What do you think your agenda should be?
You know...
We could talk about something else. It's okay.
My agenda since I was... I guess my life agenda... has been trying to get Jordan Knight of New Kids on the Block to marry me. So,
this is possible.
I mean, we could continue.
This is extremely possible. Now, do you want him to marry you in real life and have like a weird... by the way, whenever I watch a marriage show that features a boy guy thing, they always wear sweatpants. It's just like...
What?
Yeah, like a Nick Lachey boy guy type thing, you know?
A boy band guy?
It's not a band. I'm not going to say band. It's a thing. It's a band thing.
No, they were boy bands. Brandon.
Menudo. Jackson 5. Awesome. That's it. Those are the only two actual bands.
Wait, Menudo had a different...
Silverchair.
Okay, nobody lasted more than three...
It's a boy band.
No, nobody lasted more than 3 months in Menudo. It doesn't count.
Yeah, it counts.
It does not count.
So if you were going to date someone for 3 months at a time, you wouldn't count that.
Not a boyfriend. Doesn't count.
But you have to be a boyfriend to be in a boy band?
Yes.
Like a Jordan Knight.
Thank you.
Okay. So do you want to make this happen naturally, or do you want to make it happen via Hollywood? Because we can make the Hollywood version happen.
Oh, like a movie?
Like a movie. Because let's be honest, he's not doing so hot right now.
He was just on an Old Navy commercial.
Exactly.
So I
perfect.
With you.
Thank you.
No, so that proves my point.
No, that's not really a good point. Okay.
Not just anybody can peddle reasonably priced, mediocre quality jeans. They don't sell themselves.
I think they do sell themselves.
They don't sell themselves. Jordan Knight has to sell them to you. Uh-huh.
I will respectfully disagree with you forever. Now, Jordan Knight...
That doesn't sound respectful.
I'm sorry. That didn't sound respectful at all. Okay,
Wasn't sincere.
We can... He's
taking this with me.
That's why I brought it for you. There's a good chance that he'll be the lead in a Lifetime movie this year.
See that... Yes.
Okay. You're on the way up. He's in the way middle. He's just going.
He's doing fine.
He's pedaling water.
He's doing
fine. Doing just okay. Probably making at least 200 grand a year.
More.
Two grand a year.
People are still buying their albums.
He's making two grand. Do you think the new kids on the block sees royalty checks?
Absolutely.
See, this is why your relationship might work, because you're both delusional. Now, you're on the way up.
Yes.
He's a line. He's going straight.
He's doing great.
Doing medium. Just going
he's
and
not
going
medium.
And going.
Medium.
You're going to intersect at a certain point. I say it's about 9 months
like
away.
Like Benjamin Button? Like we'll meet in the middle?
That's weird if you want to do
that.
Weird? That's really weird because he's obviously getting younger.
Which is fine because when I was 6 is when I wanted to marry
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but he didn't look 40 at 6. He still looked 18. Now he looks like 18 and a half.
He does. I know. It's magical.
It's plastic surgery.
They preserve
but
you in formaldehyde. You sleep in tanks of formaldehyde when you're in a boy band so you never age out of it. It's not a man band. It's a boy band.
See? Do you like any man band music?
There's no such thing. I like Bon Jovi.
That's a boy band.
That's a man band.
No, it's not.
That is a man. Manly man.
I think we should just be talking about what is a man, actually.
Bon Jovi is a man with lady hair.
What about a face?
That's how much of a man he is that he can still have lady hair and people are like, John Bon Jovi's a man.
So if you had to describe a man to an alien race that came down from heaven and they're like, hey, Emily, we have to repopulate the earth. How are we going to do it? Who is the best man that you could think of? You say.
And I would be like, oh, aliens, I'm so glad you asked. And I would unroll a Backstreet Boys poster from my childhood bedroom, and the planet would be saved.
Okay, the planet would be like...
You're welcome in advance for handsome guys who turn out to be slightly train-wrecky drug addicts. Right? Like, anyone in the Carter family is just on heroin at some point.
So it really seems to me that you're like... You kind of have a penchant for bad boys, but... Like, without any talent. Like, you really... You don't want to marry a guy that is, like... He's got an artistic soul. You just want an empty vessel of, like, really weird hair.
Yeah.
That's popular for, like, 6 weeks.
That is accurate.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we got to get you on a Lifetime movie with Jordan.
Yes!
Lowe.
This is... Dreams are happening in
That's
front of you.
All we do is create dreams. In a way, this might be the most important show ever. We're like Oprah.
I feel like this is probably not... The most important show ever.
Will you get married to Jordan Knight on the show if I make it happen?
A deal, yes.
It's an audio podcast.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Keep in mind it's an audio podcast.
Gladly.
So.
I'm going to fashion my old New Kid's sleeping bag into a wedding dress.
Do you still have that?
I do still have it. And that's going to be a collector's item someday.
No day.
All day, no day. Every day.
What is a collector's item? Have you seen
a
Storage
New
Wars?
A sleeping bag.
Have you seen Storage Wars?
Yes, I've seen Storage Wars. Okay, newspapers from 1950 are not a collector's item. A genuine, from Toys R Us, New Kids on the Block, child-sized sleeping bag? Gold.
Okay, but
that might be currency in the future.
No, never. Now,
it might be!
It was currency for the week leading up to Christmas 89.
Yeah.
That's
and
it.
And I was rich!
Were.
And I was rich.
Okay, now, you have a job.
I do have a job.
And you're a funny comic who uses her mind.
That is also a fun fact about me.
Yet, in the real world, you don't understand how things like money work.
That's correct. That's also true. Well, that's why I'm a social worker. If I understood how money worked, I wouldn't have gotten into
you're
social work.
You're giving advice to people that need it. You're helping the world in so many ways. Yeah, your own personal New Kids on the Block life is not going so hot.
It's so... Okay, no. Also not true. It's going very well.
Prove it.
You said in 6 months I'm going to be in a Lifetime movie
I
with Jordan
nine.
Knight. I feel good about that.
Okay, but
that's a good projection.
That's fine.
I'm on the up and up.
That's true, but you still think that sleeping bag's going to be worth money.
You are going to feel like such a fool the day I am on Antiques Roadshow.
Wait, you're
like,
going to marry...
This is worth $50,000. $1,000.
You're going to marry the guy.
Yes, it is.
You're gonna
we'll go together, and I'll be like, how much
And you're
do
that
I
desperate
do?
For money that you need to, like,
No, I would go on to rub it in your face that you were wrong.
You, in order to rub it in my face, you need to go 40 years in the future to a PBS show that probably won't be on
it
the
will.
Air.
It will.
To
be
rub
on.
It in my face.
It will.
You know what I like about you, Emily, is goals.
And I'll
you
be
have
so
goals.
Rich that I will, if PBS is gone by then and Antiques Roadshow is gone, I will fund it just to put that episode on so I can rub it in your face.
When you say, like, in the future you'll be rich.
And I'll hire people to force you to watch it.
You mean like you'll live in a townhouse in Rockville or something. Like, that's
pretty much,
that's
yep.
pretty cool.
Yep.
Would you ever want to live in a townhouse?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Where do you live now?
I live in an apartment.
Apartments are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What floor?
Penthouse.
So like third floor?
Sixth floor.
Ooh, sixth floor.
Thank you very much.
What neighborhood?
I live in no neighborhood. I live off a main road behind a car dealership.
Ooh.
That is out of like a shack that has a giant sign that says no credit, no problem.
So you're in a good neighborhood.
I live in a good neighborhood.
You're on H Street.
Yes. Okay. I live in a very good neighborhood.
Do you have your roommates?
I do. I have a roommate.
What does your roommate do?
She works in marketing.
That sounds normal.
So
reasonable.
She's very normal. She's very
does
normal.
Does she want to marry?
I'm wacky. So, like, she comes home and is like, what crazy shit is she
yeah,
doing
this
today?
Sounds right. First eBay result. Rare, vintage, new kids on the block, duffel, sleeping bag, carry case, new, $14.99.
That's just the carry case. But that's just the carry case. Imagine if it had the sleeping bag in it. $50,000, $14.99.
New Kids on the Block, sleeping bag with pink lining, vintage, $19.99. That's the buy it now price.
No, that's just for, you, Brandon, I feel like you
this
made
is
that
just
up.
For the internet that I didn't create?
You didn't, you made that up.
I'm showing it to you right now.
Nope.
Like,
it's a blank
new kids
screen.
On the
that's like the commercials where they're like these screen images are simulated.
One, two, three,
that's
four,
what this
five,
is.
Six, seven,
it's a simulated.
Eight, nine, 10, 11, 12,
that's
13,
not the sleeping four. Bag.
It says sleep. It's the sleeping bag.
Nope.
You're wrong.
Simulated screen image.
You think I prepared
think
this
think you're putting
bit?
One over on me? I have a master's degree, buddy.
Is that it?
That is a very close replica. You may have other people fooled. But I'm not fooled.
What's your master's
That's
in?
That's the sleeping bag.
What's your master's in?
Social work.
Ugh. Boring.
I know, right? It's so boring.
If you knew...
my social work friends
If you knew you were going to be doing social work, would you have ever gone into... Or if you knew you were going to do stand-up, would you have ever gone into social work?
Who's going to hear this podcast?
I don't know.
Okay, then yes. I love social work.
I
it's
like how that's
calling.
The thing you're worried about.
Well, yeah, I don't want my boss to be like, oh, Emily Ruskowski podcast. You want to be a comic, you're fired.
Wait, that's how they're going to find
out you're
a comic?
I can't pay my rent in mozzarella sticks, which is how you get paid as a comic. Like,
you can if you married Jordan Knight.
I know, but I've got another 9 months, so.
That sounds like you're birthing a kid.
It does. Maybe I am. Maybe Jordan Knight and I have already met.
Well,
we've got a mini night, macerating, like waiting.
That sounds
getting
like
ready.
Like your uterine lining is going to get destroyed by like
it's
sores. All,
it's
and stuff.
Made of balsamic vinegar. That's why it's macerating.
I like.
Okay, if you watch
no,
Food
no,
Network,
just,
that's very funny.
No, that is very okay. funny. What if it was balsamic?
Okay, I knew there's some frat guy. That sounds like masturbate.
I like how you're
it's
doing.
Not the same word.
Emily, me. I like how you're doing crowd work based on a Food Network bit.
I love Food Network.
Isn't it okay?
Is everything okay?
No, some things are great.
Everything on Food Network is great.
Really?
And Cooking Channel is great, too.
Yeah, all right. See, we need to find some common ground. I don't feel like we found any
tonight.
I don't
think we're friends yet.
Not yet. Mm-mm. Well, will you come back on the show again and figure out how we could actually find some common ground?
I already do. You should have cooler interests. And
that's not helpful.
We would have things in common.
Maybe if New Kids on the Block had a cooking show, I might like that.
Oh my God, I wouldn't be here right now.
No.
I would be watching the New Kids on the Block cooking show.
Well, that's fair. We're going to end this interview with a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex, by okay. Gregory Stock, PhD. It is truly an awful book. Emily, I need you to pick a number between 7 and 228.
I'll pick 7.
Perfect. Keep in mind you could lie.
I will lie.
Number 7. Is it important to you to have a particular kind of wedding? If so, under what circumstances would you be willing to forego that type of ceremony or even elope?
I don't want a wedding. I want a quinceañera. And that is incredibly important to me.
That was funny.
That was true. That was true.
That's actually a lot more doable. I can throw you a quinceañera.
I'm holding you to that.
Where do you want
to
have it?
Here.
Oh, that's
course.
Done. Easy.
You guys are all in. Surprise! You're at my quinceañera, you guys!
No, that's not.
We tricked you!
What month do you want to have your quinceañera? I'll schedule it now. Let's do it.
M's quinceañera?
Yeah.
Well, my birthday's in August, so I think that's appropriate.
So we're doing.
If I am to become a young Spanish woman.
When you become a 15 year old Mexican
girl. It
would
be on my birthday.
Yeah, okay. I'm not buying your dress.
Oh. Okay.
I'll buy it if it's from a thrift store.
I'll make it out of the new kid's sleeping bag.
Yes, you will. You know, they're pretty
cheap. We can buy 8 of them online for $7.
There you go.
Apparently.
When's your birthday?
It's August.
August what?
17th.
August 17th. How about August 16th?
How about August 15th? So it's quince on the quince.
No, that's a Thursday.
Quince on the quince plus one will work.
Okay. So we're going to have your quinceañera. Block out your calendars, Jordan Knight.
Okay.
August 16th, we have Emily Roskowski's quinceañera.
Be there, be square.
Turn in the big 1-5.
Turn in the big 1-5. I'm looking forward to shaving my legs.
And I'm assuming you want to just be registered for all New Kids on the Block things on eBay.
Well, I think that goes without saying.
All right, fair
or
enough.
Or if anyone does want to buy me a $500 Cuisinart, I'll accept that as well.
So Cuisinart or New Kids on the Block, either one is you're cool with.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the funniest people in Washington, D.C., please put your hands together. For
See Emily. You at my quince, bitches!
Fucking A. Whatever this is, I like it thus far. What was that?
That's Sky Ferreira.
I like that one.
All right.
That was a good one.
Started a little dance party.
That was a little dance party. It's very good. Will you play that song on again when Marcus comes up to stage?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's a very, very funny man. He was also on the Christmas record, and I learned where he was from based on that set he did. He's one of the producers for Galerius. He's a very tall man, and he's svelte, and he looks better every day. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny M.K. Paulson, everybody. M.K.!
Well, you know, Brandon, before we move into the laughter portion of my set, I wanted to quickly, and I hope this is okay with you, to do a little bit of an advertisement. You know, recently it's come to my attention that as a gay man, I'm openly gay, there aren't a lot of holiday carols for us gays out there. And it really bothers me. So I put together a holiday album, a CD that's compact disc gang, called Holiday Homo Extravaganza, Volume 1. You know, we're going to feature some wonderful holiday numbers on it, like this one, that really, you know, instructs about how to give a proper blowjob. Goes like this. And I want to say we're gentrifying old holiday songs because gays don't, you know, like make it, you know, we gentrify things. Okay. All right, it goes like this. Cup the balls with gentle pressure, fa la 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 lacio. Wash the shaft if you need fresher, fa la 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 lacio. Open mouth very wide, fa la 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 lacio. Points if you don't gag and sigh, fa la 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 lacio. Guys, we're gonna, okay, don't, hold your applause. Yes! Hold your applause on that one. We have a lot of other ones, you know, such classics, such racist gay classics as I'm Dreaming of a White Boyfriend. You know, a very good one, It Came Upon a Midnight Chest. That's another one that's going to be on the album. We have some other numbers. We didn't want to leave out the lesbians because, you know, they are a part of the community, unfortunately. So I wrote this one, and I hope you'll bear with me. It goes like this. God rest ye merry lesbians, your pantsuits made of gray. Your haircuts and your stride, it makes you seem manly. I don't really remember much after that, but I was trying. You know, no holiday album would be complete without a Hanukkah song. This one just goes homo, 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 they made him out of sin. No? Okay, still trying. Still trying. I think we're going to end on that one. I don't know if my CD's really going to sell out tonight. I'll be, off stage. They're $2.50, so please, feel free to buy one. But as a gay man, it's very fun to me. I do a lot of stand-up, and there's a lot of straight men that do stand-up comedy. You've done stand-up, Emily. There's a lot of straight guys that do stand-up comedy, and a lot of times they come out on stage like, yeah, my wife's a real bitch. Can't stand her. But as a gay man, I can't really do that, right? The longest relationship I've been on is like 3 minutes. And the closest thing I have is my cat Mittens, and I couldn't just do that to poor Mittens. I'm not going to get up here and be like, yeah, me and Mittens, been together for 5 years now. We're doing great until she put on 5 pounds. Her food sucks. She never wants to have sex with me anymore either. She only wants to cuddle with her socks on. Hate her. Does anybody, are there some Washington, D.C. folks in here? A lot of Washington, D.C. folks. That's a local comedy show. You'd think that there would be some, one or two at least. Thanks. So my favorite thing about Washington, D.C. is Capital Bike Share. Do y'all know what Capital Bike Share is? Just a wonderful, you pick up a bike here, you drop it off here. I've been so inspired by it that I want to start my own version of Capital Bike Share. But instead of Capital Bike Share, we're going to call it Capital Dyke Share. So here's what we're going to do. We're just going to cage up lesbians in different parts of the city. So anytime you need to maybe, paint some concrete, strong arm a pickle jar, you're going to go on down to the lesbian lockup. And for $2.50 an hour, you're going to grab Luverne. Got desire to change your tire, but don't want to get down in all that mire? Well, come on down to the dyke dock. Grab Wanda, former WNBA player and certified muffler expert. She's got you covered. She's got you covered. Moving on. Recently, we've had some crazy weather, haven't we, Brandon?
Yes.
Lots of weather. Weather jokes are always topical. It's Hurricane Sandy here, right? People were going nuts in Washington, D.C. They were just going crazy. But I decided, people are stockpiling goods. But that for me just basically meant I was massively printing out internet porn because they said the power was going to go out for like 2 days. Okay, didn't word that one. But that's good. I recently joined a very exclusive group of people. Call me the 1%, but I now pay for internet porn. One guy applauding. Thanks, Jamel. Thanks, Jamel. It's kind of a big deal because before it's kind of grainy. You don't know. As a gay man, I'm like, there's a guy with nice hair, a strong chest, and a large penis. And then it turns out that it's a shemale with a nice hair, a large chest, and a huge penis. But when you pay for internet porn, you know that you're getting that quality shemale porn that you signed up for. There's no, penis vaginas about it. You know that you're getting it. All right. Note to anybody else doing stand-up tonight, they want their jokes segregated. No shemale jokes. Keep the genitals separate. Keep the genitals separate. All right, I'm going to finish on this. Does anybody here have a really shitty cell phone? I still have, a really old cell phone. It's, my friends are like, can you text me a picture? And I'm like, how about I just call you and describe the situation vividly with words? Because that's what I can do. My cell phone's so bad, I intentionally walk through dangerous neighborhoods on the phone so potential assailants know not to mug me because I'm poor. It's like, no, didn't you see I have a slider? Don't mug me. Like, my cell phone's so bad, I imagine just sometimes dropping it in the toilet while I'm peeing, but instead of stopping, like, I just keep going. Just keep peeing on it, you know, turn around, go number two. Throw it in Mitten's litter box. Let her have a go at it. Get it out. Throw it back one more time. And then, like a conscious citizen, I donate it to charity, because that's what you're supposed to do. All right, I think I'm going to end on that note.
MK Paulson, everybody. Do you have an album? Like, your own album. Not, like, do you own an album, but do you have your own, like, album, your comedy album?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, during the holidays, I would dress up in my favorite sweatsuit and grab my mother's scarves and do interpretive dancing to Mannheim Steamrollers. That doesn't really answer your question. I just wanted to provide that bit of background to the conversation.
What did your mom say?
I was really excited to, you know, do it for my Aunt Labina Blondina, who is a real person. Rest in peace. But she,
not,
you know, I was really excited about it. And she, you know, was like, maybe, you know, just do it for the indirect family. It was more one of those situations. But, yeah.
That's such a great visual. I'm still thinking
I know.
About it.
If I ever, I want to do a one-man show one day that's just 30 minutes of me.
Oh,
in like
please
a black
don't do that.
Suit.
Please don't do that. Just go to therapy. Don't do that. Don't do a one-man show of that. That's just annoying.
I don't know if therapy's cutting it.
Do you go to therapy?
I have gone to therapy.
I go too. It's good. You should go. Everyone should go.
How are you feeling right now, Brandon?
Weird and sad.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So
you want to talk about weird and sad? Let's talk about my moderate to severe Crohn's disease.
Do you have that?
I mean...
Do you have that?
Brandon, it has me up, it has me down,
yeah.
It has me hot, it has me cold.
I get it.
I mean, it is the leading cause of terrible commercials in the United States.
Thanks for... You know what? I usually don't like people doing bits in the interview, but thanks for doing that, man.
I've been thinking about
better.
It all day. I also like your suit. It's very...
It's not a suit.
It's very nice.
These pants are weird.
No, it is. It's shiny. I can see myself in it.
There you go. Why is that?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, that's weird.
We're a progressive society.
Absolutely. Oh, by the way, it's not that people didn't like that bit because it was she-male stuff.
Oh, okay.
No, that's totally fine.
What was it? Was it just bad?
Your album should be called Classic Gay Racist Songs.
Yeah, I know. That was the joke.
That's such a good joke.
Yeah.
That is a really good part.
Should we go? We can go through my joke book and see what's funny.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Okay.
No, because then he'll hate me.
Okay.
You produce Gaylarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I produce it.
Why are gays so hilarious? You named the show, buddy.
I did. I actually did not.
You joined up on the show, buddy.
I did. I am. So the founders, there were two gay men that founded the show, I guess, several years. They've been working on it a long time. They brought me on as a co-producer 2 years ago. It's great. It's a lot of fun. But it's really like kind of an opportunity to showcase and highlight a lot of minority gay comics, female comics. We call it Gaylarious, but really it's more just we like
not
the sassy, gay, obnoxious.
It's just not straight white people.
It's just, yeah, no. We have sassy black women a lot that are just ridiculous that we all love.
That's cool. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
There's a lot. Most comedy shows seem to be just straight white guys that hate dad or something.
I know. I have the best of both worlds.
Do you?
No.
That's the best of both worlds?
There's a glass ceiling for gay comics, don't you think?
No, not so. No,
really?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a crazy glass ceiling.
Okay. Well,
don't hold
disagree.
Yourself back. Why are you holding yourself back? Are you afraid of success?
Yes.
That's cool. You're from Texas.
I don't really know anything about...
You're from Texas. Where are you from in Texas?
I'm from a little town in Texas out west of Fort Worth called Mineral Wells. It's population about 14,000 people.
Do they know you do comedy?
So yeah, I mean, I'm friends with a lot of them on Facebook. And,
are you the most famous person from Mineral Water, Texas?
Mineral Wells, and
are you the pride?
I don't
of many waters.
We do have a festival every year called the Crazy Water Festival.
See, I know my towns. So yeah. When you go. Do you like, are you head of the water slide committee? Do you like party?
You know,
you just lead the parade around the block? Well, we're like, we all are here.
Yeah, you know, well, mostly I'm just drunk whenever I'm there because it's really hard to deal. You know, I mean, yeah. Those, like,
is it a dry town?
No, it's damp.
What does that mean?
So it means you can
that
sell.
That sounds weirdly
does anybody
sexual.
Know you?
No,
Texas. You can, so there's like dry counties, there's damp counties, and there's wet counties. A damp county means you can sell wine and beer, but you can't sell hard liquor.
Ooh.
I know. So there's like all these liquor stores right on the line.
All the drunks are just a little bit overweight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hmm.
So what's going on in your life? Tell me.
Just thinking about you, buddy.
Okay.
Just thinking about you as a 5-year-old listening to Mannheim Steamroll.
It was the best. It was the best. You know what my first CD was? It was
Mariah Carey.
Beverly Hills Cop.
1 or 2 or 3?
I won the one, and it was just like some super electronic techno shit all the time.
Wait,
like,
CD or tape?
And it was just me running around like a little maniac. With, like, a pretend mohawk.
CD or tape?
CD.
That was your. How old were you?
We were very, progressive out in Mineral Wells because we had, like, a CD sound system probably in, like, 1989, 1990.
That's crazy.
And that's when CDs cost, like, $30 a CD.
Yeah, you got ripped off.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I can't, schmuck off my CD for $2.50 about lesbians.
Everything about you is $2.50. Yeah. That's your third $2.50 reference of the evening.
I know.
Do you have a number agenda?
Hmm. Yes.
That's cool. What sign are you?
Cancer.
Ugh, those things mean nothing.
I literally don't know. But here's a fun fact.
Wait, you don't know your own sign?
Here's a fun fact. I'm a Cancer, but I don't know what it means.
Oh, like somebody, yeah, it doesn't mean
somebody
anything.
Somebody can walk up to me and be like, I'm a Pisces, and I'm like,
how many people walk up to you and go, I'm this sign?
I have a couple friends that are a little obnoxious and that are really into it, and like crystals and shit like that.
Well,
like,
crystals work, let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
I just
what were we
said
talking
that.
About? I wanted to say something. I had.
I
really
hope
good
you do.
Oh no! So I've recently my horoscope. So like I've recently. I don't know if you're familiar, but the LifetimeTV.com website.
You know what? That is the second segment in a row where we're talking about Lifetime, and I agree wholeheartedly with whatever you're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
It's They have a wonderful horoscope section.
Do they really?
No, it's amazing.
Oh,
I read it once a week.
My mom figured out how to listen to the show. Like, that's what she's going to be doing.
No, Lifetime. Now. I think it's lifetimetv.com/horoscope.
Okay.
And
is Lifetime on
Skype? I want to thank the Lifetime TV channel for supporting me this evening. No, but so it's like, but they're really like, you know, it's like, your man's going to leave you this week, but fear
that's
not.
Awful.
You're going to be strong. I know it's like they're strong enough for a man, but pH balanced for a woman, like those kind of horoscopes.
No, that's cute.
Yeah, it's good.
That was cute.
That one might be a bit one day. Just FYI, keep your kids at home. Marcus is telling Lifetime jokes.
I thought you're not that guy anymore.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm MK now.
Yeah, he's not using his real name anymore. Why?
You know, once you become so famous.
Once
you're doing podcasts at the Wonderland Ballroom, you really, you know, you rethink a lot of things. Like, I don't want people to just be able to stalk me on Facebook. It's MK Paulson on Facebook, by the way. I don't know. I actually like MK, and a lot of people in my life have called me MK.
It's so not good.
I like it.
It sounds like the start of an industrial band's name.
Okay. We'll agree to agree on that one.
What's your favorite industrial band? More importantly, no.
Is Rammstein an industrial
band? No, name one industrial band. Hard-hitting questions.
I did have Pure Moods. Was there any on that one?
No.
Were the Monks singing? I think I have like one industrial band on my album. Or on my iPod. My iPod's like, bullying's a real problem. My iPod bullies me a lot. It just reminds me I'm a little bitch all the time on the metro. I'll be like trying to listen to something hardcore at 8 a.m. going into work, and it'll just put Celine Dion on, like, and it'll bleed out.
What's your favorite Celine Dion song?
I mean, there are too many to count.
Name
really.
One good Celine Dion song.
Damn it, I can't. Hush Now. I see. What's that song called?
I don't know.
A Light in the Sky. Oh, it's almost blinding if I can't believe that I've been touched by an angel of love.
Yeah, okay.
That's also on my holiday album. Be sure to check it out.
Time for plugs. When is the next Galerius?
So it's the first Thursday of every month. I believe the next one is January 3rd.
That is the first Thursday of January.
It's the first. It's going to be a fun show.
Anyone cool on that show?
Has
Emily done it?
Emily has done it. Emily did the last one.
She's amazing. Have you ever tried to hook Emily up with one of the members from New Kids on the Block? Because I'm doing that now.
We should like hatch a plan. Like, let's create a 5-point plan and make it happen.
Okay.
For Emily.
Let's have a you, me, them, everybody. Galerius. How can Emily Ruskowski marry a member from New Kids on the Block? We never promised Jordan Knight. We just said a member. Plan.
Yeah, you know.
It's going to be Donnie. It's totally going to be Donnie. Donnie looks weird. Okay. Marcus, I need you to pick a number between 8 and 9 for a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex. A truly awful book.
That's a huge range.
It is.
I'll go with 9.
Perfect. When did you find out the most about what pleases you sexually, and what was it that you learned? Have you discovered more through long-standing relationships or through short periods of intimacy with different lovers?
Can you repeat the question?
No.
I'm just going to answer the second part because I don't really remember the first.
It's actually a good question. When did you find out the most about what pleases you sexually, and what was it that you learned?
This is very personal.
You can lie!
I'm so excited to share with y'all.
By the way, would you think the show would be better if it was called Y'all, Me, Them, Everybody?
You know.
Okay.
Why not?
Go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know, I guess, you know, like being a gay kid in a small town in Texas, it was hard. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't actually really come
But at out. Least it was a moist town.
It was nice and moist. Like I like my towns like I like my women. Damp. And old. And southern.
That's a rare combination.
So, yeah, I don't know where this was going, but yeah,
when did
I think
you find out the most about what pleases you sexually?
Probably, I guess it would have to be high school.
What was it that you learned?
No, I think it just, like, there was,
Different question! You can't just say no! In high school, what did you learn turns you on is the question.
I guess I was Can I say swim camp? Is that appropriate?
Stop. Stop.
I don't know.
Stop. You actually went to a swim camp.
I was a swimmer in high
school.
Your
parents, at 5 years old, knew that you loved to dance around Mannheim steamrollers. Stop. Hold on. With scarves everywhere.
This is the
and
tip of the
stop
iceberg.
Talking. And then they thought, hey, we'll send them to swim camp. Nothing gay will happen there. That's what happened. Is that true?
Yes.
Cool. So, in a way, your parents were telling you it gets better at swim camp.
You know, I think they try. Yeah.
That's cool.
Easy answer is yes.
Now, what exactly did you discover at swim camp?
I don't know.
I think you know. And I think we want to learn from you. I have not been to swim camp. Sounds fun.
I mean, it was just, I mean, there were a lot of very nice young men there.
Yeah,
and
there
it
were.
Was just, it was
Keep
fun.
Going. I like watching Sunday football every Sunday. Yeah. Football. I'm NFL. I got drafted. That's me. That's a different kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Now, what was your type of fun?
It was that Mineral Wells is kind of a poor community, a small community in Texas, and it was actually nice being around other guys that I felt like I related a lot to and that were a lot like me. And then I also felt like, I guess maybe I had a crush or something at that time, and there was, I think I learned it was more than just like, there was a deeper meaning to it.
So that was actually like a nice, sincere answer.
Yeah.
It's a good job.
I'm not just going to sit here and bullshit you.
But like, you did like crazy stuff there too.
No, I wished I did, but no.
Yeah, but if you go back now, it'll be really weird. Like, you shouldn't do that.
Thanks for...
This is only part one of the question. Part two. Have you discovered more through long-standing relationships or through short periods of intimacy with different lovers?
I've never been in a serious relationship.
How old are you?
28.
What was your longest relationship? Month and a half. That's kind of sad.
That is. Thanks.
Do you want to be in a long-term relationship?
Yes.
Who's your favorite member of New Kids on the Block?
Whoever Emily's married to, so we can have a fight about it. I don't
Donnie
know.
Wahlberg.
Who's anybody on New Kids on the Block? I don't know.
Who's your dream lover? That's also part of the question. I'm kind of surprised it's only been a month and a half. You're like a good-looking dude. You're funny. You have a job. There's something really wrong.
I think I kind of know what I want. So I think when I
who
find
is it?
It, I'm
is it,
gonna,
is
I think
it Jared Leto?
Be,
Leto?
No, I mean, I want to be in a relationship. I want to be a father one day. I
with
want
who?
Somebody that's like...
With who?
I don't know. I mean, maybe... I don't know. Ashton Kutcher was always like my favorite growing up.
He's pretty cool. He actually
he's
like
cool.
A cool.
He's like
dude.
Tall and he's like nice. He's a nice guy.
He's from
kind
a small
of
town in Iowa. He's got a mentally disabled brother, so he's got a lot of compassion. He really loves taking photographs in the park. It's going to be a great relationship.
Yeah.
We can make that happen too.
No.
That's going to be a longer than a 9-month plan.
Can we do it on Emily's quinceañera? That's what I want. Like, can we bring Ash to country?
Why are you trying to ruin Emily's day?
Because I'm a comic. Because
let's be honest, if Ashton's
it's all
in the
about
room,
me, bitch.
No one really notices Jordan Knight. I mean, Jordan Knight kind of needs this, and Ashton does not need
That's
this.
That's true. But didn't he break up with Demi? What's going on with him?
Yeah, he's dating Mila Kunis. The sexiest woman in the world, according to Esquire, but only the U.S. edition.
Poor guy.
Yeah. We learned a lot about you, Marcus.
Thank you. I learned a lot about myself.
Got a spring water fetish.
Yeah. It's nothing like crazy water for mineral.
You know what's cool about this this whole show is I actually do think that you and I could go out any night of the week and be like really cool friends and just hang out, watch some football games, go to school.
We can talk about
stuff.
How we want Emily to be friends with us and that
and she'll just judge us.
Like she's like gonna test drive us like a car, like you know, like I do with annoying girlfriends, like
you just said sentences that make no sense to me.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a very funny man. You could be found under a pseudonym because you're hiding from something. MK Paulson on Facebook and on Twitter, is that correct?
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very fun, very funny MK Paulson.
Thanks,
thank you so much, buddy. Okay, what was that? I enjoyed that, too.
It was more Sky Ferreira, so you still like it.
Play another one. Play me another one. This is your actual job. Everything about your music taste, other than the first song thus far, has been good. One of the things that made me remember that you're good at liking things was the concert for Sandy Relief on Wednesday. You were a Twitter storm. And you were very, very funny, and without you, I couldn't have watched all 6 hours of that program because my fiance hated 5 hours of that program before going to bed, but she was really enjoying your tweets about the show.
Thank you.
So, do you have another song queued up?
I do.
Please play that song. What was that?
That's Grimes.
Grimes. That was like Grimes. That's grimy. The one everybody loves. Okay.
A lot of people love it.
See, that I think was good, but is it only good because like I have a beer in me and I'm with in a supportive room? If I put that on alone, like riding the subway or something, will I be inherently confused about why I'm listening to that song? Like, is that actually good or is it good for like this specific moment?
I think it's actually good. It's a grower.
It is a grower?
Yeah.
Really? Because that's the type of music that sounds like the Chipmunks, and it's like, oh, that's fun once, and then never again. But you think it grows on you.
Yeah, the next 15 seconds are great.
Let's play those next 15 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to stage is my favorite comic in Washington, D.C. that always wears hockey jerseys. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the extremely talented Jamel Johnson, everybody. Jamel, come to the stage. Jamel, do you like that song?
Dude, I do kind of fuck with that. It sounds like I'm about to go fight Blanca.
Okay.
Hey.
Jamel, for the listener at home, what are you wearing?
This is a 2XL San Jose Sharks home jersey.
Here's why you know it's a home jersey for the kids at home. Hockey jerseys, unlike every other sport, the dark jersey is the home jersey. That's what's interesting about it. That's a relatively new change. It's about 20 years old now. You're wearing a new jersey.
I mean, this is new to you.
No. This is new because if you raise your arm, you can see that they have these new sweat things.
Pipe things. Yeah. I don't like the pipes, but I like the shark a lot.
The Sharks are a team that was created in 1993, early 90s. It was a very, very, very popular team. A lot of kids I knew had starter coats of the San Jose Sharks.
Right, right.
And they had jerseys.
Indeed.
CCC jerseys. Now, you bought this new. Why?
One, I'm really digging the shark biting the hockey stick. I'm not going to lie.
But okay, as a logo.
Aesthetically pleasing.
As a logo, the only logo that makes less sense is the Miami Dolphins logo, which is a dolphin
with a little sun rays.
Wearing a helmet, kicking a football, but in the helmet is another. It's just a never-ending spiral of things that don't make sense.
What about the duck playing hockey?
That makes sense because they're playing hockey.
Because he's doing a thing.
This is the only logo in all of sports where the mascot is destroying the instrument of the sport. That stick is no longer usable.
Oh, yeah.
The shark just bit through it. It doesn't make any sense.
It's the other team's stick, dude.
See? Thank you. That's why he's on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. That makes perfect fucking sense. God damn it. 18 years I've been thinking about this thing.
It's the other fucking team's stick.
That makes sense. But that's got to be some sort of penalty. You can't just go around biting.
Everybody got people's sticks. It's extra but sticks. It's the extra sticks.
Whatever. I don't want to spend another decade on this. Okay, Jamel is an extremely funny man, and the reason why he's on the show is because he needs to make me funnier, because let's be honest. Okay, I have this awful book. It's called Jokes to Tell. It's a pocket pal book.
You were telling me about it a little earlier.
I used these jokes on the show once because I was like, these are so bad they'll be funny. They were just bad. Now, you're going to punch these jokes up. Is that okay?
I got you, man.
Now, I need you to pick a number between 1 and 218.
36.
Why 36?
My brother wears 36. Shout out to Juwan Johnson. Shenandoah football. Go Hornets.
Whoa. Your brother plays Shenandoah football?
He goes to Shenandoah University, yeah.
Does he play football?
Yes.
What is it, like a triple, double
yeah,
A, triple
it's,
A?
No, it's D3.
D3, okay. Now, does he get a scholarship?
Nah, D3's no scholarships.
What does he play?
Middle linebacker, my friend.
Wow. Are you athletic and cool like your brother?
I am less athletic, but I am cooler.
He doesn't wear hockey jerseys, I'm assuming.
That's why I'm cooler.
He's just an athlete and probably has sex with women who are impressed by his athleticism.
More than likely.
Does that happen with you?
Nah.
Cool. So I need help on these jokes. How many skunks does it take to stink out a room?
I don't know how.
A few.
Oh, my God.
Now, make that better. Go. It's technically a joke because there's a photo of them that you can't see. It's a photograph from National Geographic.
All right, here's how we punch this one up.
Go ahead.
Here's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
How many skunks does it take to stink out a room?
How many?
Nigga, get out of my face.
Oh, now. Can I say one of those words?
If you want to be cutting edge.
But I will get cut.
Look, bro. This has been on my mind all day, all right? And it's an unfair advantage to me because saying the N-word is hilarious.
You know what? I'm glad that you think that. And I am so glad that you think that's an advantage. And not just... Okay, moving on. If horses wear shoes, what do camels wear?
Tell me, bro.
Desert boots.
Dude, I didn't even get that. I didn't even... I
think
the
that
laughs,
joke's kind of racist.
Get it. Yeah.
That's a pretty cool joke. So that joke is like perfect.
Let me see that joke real quick.
There you go.
If horses wear shoes. What do camels wear? Honestly, you know what's funnier than that? Other shoes. I would just say other
That's
shoes.
True.
Loafers.
That's true.
Loafers. Desert loafers.
That's very Seinfeldian. If Seinfeld was like cutting edge and said the N-word.
Bro, it's being publicly traded now. It's out of control. I think everybody should say it. Everybody should be allowed.
Okay.
Camels in the desert. Dude over here.
Call
man.
Back.
Everybody, man.
What lies down 100 feet in the air? This is more of a riddle. A centipede.
Dude, what, man? I almost... My stomach hurts now. That was so...
What did you eat for dinner? For Tintin? What did you have for Tintin?
I ate some... Well, I actually didn't eat dinner yet.
We need to get you some food.
I had a Hardee's apple pie. And,
Wait, is that the only thing you had from Hardee's? You had a Hardee's...
Well, no, I had a Hardee's apple pie from yesterday, and okay. I ate it on the way out of the door.
Okay. When did you get Hardee's?
Actually, the day before yesterday.
What did you order at Hardee's? Obviously, an apple pie, but what became
apple pie,
before?
Like, you know, a couple double cheeseburgers and just this little Sprite.
Because you get to watch your weight when you're eating all those.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the difference between a well-dressed man and a tired dog?
You're going to have to tell
the
me.
The man wears a suit. The dog just pants. Get it? Because he's like...
We got to make these jokes more racist, man. That's the problem. That's the first problem.
I think that was the first 2 years of my show. Just me making racist animals jokes. No one liked it. How do goldfish go into business?
Something really racist I could say already. Give me
two. Do it, do it.
How do goldfish go into business? I don't know. I don't. What's a good Jewish reference right here?
They start on a small scale.
That's actually just nice. Mom and pop shit.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Yeah. Because you got to work your way
they
up.
They work hard for good Yelp reviews. That's what they do.
That's sadly better than almost every open mic comic. And that's awful. What you did was awful. Okay.
You're giving me goldfish opening business, man. I can't do anything with this.
Do you want to write for Matt TV or what?
Keep going, man. Keep going.
How do you spell mousetrap with three letters? That's right. It's C-A-T, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that's how you spell mousetrap.
They should be paying you the big bucks, lady in the crowd.
Yeah. That's really bad.
You want to talk about the N-word some more?
Yeah, let's do that.
Talk about.
So, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how awesome is that word?
Honestly, it's not the most awesome.
What's the most awesome word?
There's better words. Cobalt. I like to say that one.
That's a good one.
That's a fun word to
say.
That
is a fun word.
Appendectomy. That's a great... I like to say that one a lot.
Yeah, that's good. Did you ever think about teaching English? Like, you travel the world, but you're like an ESL teacher, like 6 months in Spain, 6 months in Russia.
That would be cool, because I always wanted to do that. Like, you know, when you have a Spanish class or something, and the teacher just comes in speaking Spanish.
Yes.
He's like, what the fuck is going on?
I would like, that guy's be like, a dick.
Hello, my name is Jamel Johnson. I'm your teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
Here is the curriculum. And then have kids just, like, start crying in front of you because you're speaking English
would
already.
Would you just, what would you teach? What would your first lesson be?
I would make everybody take their book, and I would set it on fire. And then I would say, you're all allowed to say the N-word here. And then I would be like, what's good with y'all? And then we'd watch The Matrix.
What's your favorite part of The Matrix?
My favorite part of The Matrix is when Lawrence Fishburne gets his ass whooped.
Yeah. That's no one's favorite part except
That's
yours.
My favorite part, dude.
Why is that your favorite part?
Because I'm always waiting for him to cry. You know, Mr. Anderson's like holding him up. And he's like, no, he's like got blood coming out of his nose. And he's like, start crying, motherfucker, do it.
But you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know what's going
to happen. But you think every time, like, he might cry this time.
No, it's just something to make my mornings go by a little.
So it's a daily viewing.
Yeah.
You wake up, watch The Matrix.
You know
eat
what?
The Hardee's apple pie from two nights ago. Start your day.
Start it up. You know what? You know what movie I watch more than any other movie?
Good Will Hunting.
I'm ashamed to say this in front of you because I feel like you're going to hit me with the mic. You know what movie I've seen more than any other movie? Rush Hour 2. I've watched Rush Hour 2
no, that makes,
so many
that
times.
That makes sense because that came out when you were in high school, right?
Yeah, like
there you
junior
go.
Year.
Yeah, that's why. I watched Clerks a billion times. See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Suncoast and bought Clerks on tape. I thought I was like so cool.
Yeah, you weren't.
I know, son.
But you know what you just did right now? You owned it. You took it back. You took back the night, man. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
I know, we did it. How do you feel right now? Like, really good or just, like, pretty good to great?
I'm all right. I'm mad I couldn't turn these shitty jokes into gems. That doesn't make me feel good.
You're not Mad TV ready. That's all.
That's
okay.
That's fine. I got time. I got time.
I mean, it's the longest running variety show on television.
But other than that, I'm feeling pretty good. I learned a new bus route.
What route?
64.
Ooh. Where does that take you?
It's from Constitution down 11th.
Okay.
To here.
Keep.
And
oh,
it goes,
wow.
And it goes all the way down to, like, Pepworth. Georgia Ave.
That is super convenient.
I know.
If this show is anything, it's we like to plug underground bus routes, and I think tonight we've hit all of our goals. Jamel, we have one more question for you.
Hit me.
Besides being super medium at punching up jokes,
yeah,
you're like really good at giving sex advice.
This is true.
And revealing your intimate secrets. So, Jamel, this is a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex. I need you to pick a number between 10 and 218.
14.
14? Why 14?
Just lowballing it.
Yeah. Number 14. If starting now you could have $500 a day until you next touched your lover, how long do you think you would avoid physical contact? How do you think this unusual offer would affect your relationship?
So, first off, it's fucked up because we're going to have to assume that I have a lover.
You have many lovers.
We're going to start with, we're going to have pretend lover.
Yes.
And I get $500.
It's your dream lover.
Dream lover.
It's Mariah Carey.
I'm a music box fan, as far as Mariah Carey goes.
I had
goes.
That record.
I own it.
It gets better, Jamel. Okay.
I could go a month. Couple months, some change. It all depends. I'd talk to her.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, just don't leave me in this month and a half. I got some loans to pay off. I don't know, man. Sex is like, I have it so little.
Really?
Yeah,
I thought it was every night. Different ladies?
Don't let these hockey jerseys fool you. Last time I had sex wasn't that long ago. It was like, what was it, like middle of October? What are we in the middle of December right now?
Yeah.
And I've been fine. I haven't said anything like sad on Twitter yet. I'm doing good. I'm cruising.
Now, how much did you love her? Did you love her music box Mariah Carey level? Or like Tommy Mottola Mariah Carey level? Or like Nick Cannon Mariah Carey level? Figure that out, number one. Number two, answer the question.
Well, I guess Mottola. I love her very little.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's the right answer.
Mottola.
Now, this question doesn't make any sense because you could just find someone new and just continually collect $500 a day.
Yeah,
it doesn't
make
sense.
It's a loophole thing.
Yeah, so the answer in both life and this absurd question is go fuck somebody else because Mariah Carey is just too high maintenance.
Can I just say something? When the fuck did it happen? Do you remember when human beings only did things to survive? When did feelings start happening? When did these bullshit questions come about?
You've never said anything whiter than just now.
It's honest.
And this
I'm
is a man
real.
That has a 5-minute long Mortal Kombat bit, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, I'm just saying, man, in the zeros, it was like, I'm fucking this guy. I'm not gonna fuck you. Leave me alone. It wasn't, oh, I'm collecting dudes that wanna fuck me, but I don't wanna fuck them, and they just buy me lunches.
Here.
That wasn't a thing. That wasn't allowed.
Why are you talking to women that use their shoulders so much when they speak? For the listener at home, you just did 3 different dance moves in 1 sentence. How do you meet, where are you meeting these women?
At hip-hop dance class Zumba.
You know what's good about Zumba is it's both a workout, it's fun.
Zumba is full of reformed freaks. They're not actually freaks anymore. They used to fuck all the time in
you
like
go to
high school and college, and now they want to... get fit and stop crying.
Why don't... Do you want to travel down to Georgia with me? Because we're going to do the show at the Freaknik this year.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you just ask me? Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Ow. Fuck that.
I'm sorry. I was
very okay.
Pumped. I'm sorry.
You know what, Jamel? One of the good things about having you on this show, one of the good things about having Emily on this show, one of the good things about having MK on this show is we make dreams happen, okay? Emily's getting married to an NKOTB dude. You know, that's cool. MK is going to go teach a swim class. It's
right?
Cool. You and me are going to go down to Freaknik and just be king and king of Freaknik.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Here's the caveat. Adam Friedland's face is our poster, so we just got to put Adam Friedland's face. You think anybody will come to our show at Freaknik?
We're going to get double the people.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
For those of you that are wondering, what's Freaknik? Bing it.
Yeah, I'm not telling you.
Just
nobody.
Bing it.
Yeah.
Not ooh, it's interesting. Chris knows what it is.
You don't got a problem with me smoking blunts in your face, right?
Yeah, I do.
I'll go to another room then. We're gonna have to figure this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you got any plugs?
Funny Moms.
Funny Moms. What is Funny Moms?
Funny Moms is a comedy experience brought to you by Adam Friedland. Adam Friedland Entertainment in conjunction with Broccoli House Entertainment.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Broccoli House?
Broccoli House, bro, because it's a rap label, and it's still about, like, fucking bitches and getting money. But
it's healthy.
It's also about having a proper diet and getting all your vitamins.
I just want you in my life all the time.
Dude, we could, like, cuddle after this, dog. We're going to Freaknik, bro.
I know. Oh, I'm going to get so...
something. I'm going to get so Mad Libs in there. Oh, this is
good. That's a good name for an album. It's going to get so Mad Libs in here. Ladies.
I've wanted to go to this since 1994. I'm sorry.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 25.
When were you born then? 94?
No, 87. 87, man.
Wait, you wanted to go to Freaknik?
When I was 7, yes! They used to talk... Yo, Freaknik, yes. I wanted to meet Lil' Kim.
Here's the thing. If we go to Freaknik, we got to go to the Gathering of the Juggalos.
That scares me, but I'm down.
Wear that hockey jersey. You'll be just fine.
Yeah.
Chris, you gonna play a song?
Yes, sir.
Put your hands together for Jamel Johnson, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Your favorite jeans, cause they naked like you famous. Like some motherfucker ain't it. These other rappers ain't it. So tell me what your name is. I'ma tell it to my stainless. You aim it for you bang it, but that bring it leave you brainless. It's just me, myself, and I and motherfuckers that I came with. It's lameness. Niggas wanna hate on me. Until I tell them to they face, they ain't no cheek. Low key, niggas mad, cause I'm smooth puffin' zigzag. Tell them quit the riff rap, bitchin' with your bitch. Okay, what was that?
That was A$AP Rocky's Goldie.
That wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
That's kind of his whole career.
You know, you had... All right, play another song, because I don't think that was bad. That would be something that I would never turn off if I was listening to it alone. Does that make sense? But
yes.
It probably wouldn't be the first thing I put on. Like, if it was on shuffle, yeah, all right. If I'm at a party, that's not bad. Ladies and gentlemen... Give him your ears, give him your eyes, please put your hands together for Davey Brown and Action Jackson.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Some hard acts to follow, man. I don't know. The song is called John Grady. Up with the sunrise, just couldn't stay while I was passing by. Headed for the border, had to make good on it before his dreams all died. All those pretty horses that I've been chasing, it ain't getting me nowhere. My freedom hanging up in that sunset. Oh, it's gotta come down somewhere. Mm-hmm. Jason and holds him so tight. He just can't quit the game. Loss isn't freedom, just a different prison with another name. All these pretty horses that I've been chasing ain't getting me nowhere. Is my freedom hanging up in that sunset? Gotta come down somewhere.
Sorry. Broke string. Bear with me here. One second, I'm gonna see if I got one. Alright, so well, that was what it was. This next one's kind of a drinking song. It's called The Devil and Me. Drank away my heartache, got you off my mind. I'm feeling better now, I've left you behind. Must be the devil in me. You were my sweetheart, whiskey made you mean. Tore up your letters, threw out your things. Must be the devil in me. Yeah, it must be devil in me. I won't even pick up the phone when you call. Darling, I'd rather not hear from you at all. Must be the devil in me. Yeah, must be devil in me. Wasn't who you wanted, could not change me. Try as you might, never made it easy for you to love me. I chose to drink, you chose to leave. Must be the devil in me. Drank away my heartache, got you off my mind. I'm feeling better now, I've left you behind. It must be the devil in me. Yeah, it must be the devil in me. Yeah, it must be the devil in me.
All right. Thanks. Actually got through one. That's always a good sign, right? You can finish the song. All right.
When there's no one else, you hold me close. And always you walk out my door. I ask you to stay, you make it clear that you don't love me no more. I still carry these embers from that fire I once knew. You fan the flame, sparks that keep rising. She won't stay, you never do.
can't resist the spark in your eyes. The sunrise, I end up alone. And you say, you'll always be there, but I can't melt your cold heart of stone. I still carry these embers from that fire I once knew. You fan the flames, sparks they keep rising, but you won't stay. You never do. They keep rising, but you won't stay. No, you won't stay. Oh, you never do. Thank you. Appreciate it. Broken strings. Doesn't happen every show, I promise. Right, we're going to try a cover here real quick. A fella named Roy House. So. I give to you all my love. Worship you like the stars above. But you cheated and you lied without shame. Now you go by a different name, telling folks I'm the one to blame. Is at the cost of all I've lost? Is it too late? Is it too late to turn back the sands of time? Is it too late for all life's true? Love's the nearest thing to hate. I give to you all my love, worship you like the stars above, but you cheated and you lied without shame. Now you go by a different name, telling folks I'm the one to blame. Is at the cost of all I've lost, is it too late? Is it too late to turn back the tide of dawn? Is it too late for all I've known? Love's the nearest thing to hate. I gave to you all my love. Worship you like the stars above. But you cheated and you lied without shame. Now you go by a different name, telling folks I'm the one to blame. Is at the cost of all I've lost? Is it too late? Is at the cost of all I've lost? Is it too late?
Thank you. Appreciate it.